They call me Cyberchop. Don't worry, man. I won't hurt you, bro.
Yo, what's up, what's happening, what is going on with y'all? Once again, it's your main man, Cybershots, aka Cyber One Productions, and today we have 72, the Architect, aka Goodbyes with Jason B. The Lionheart. Oh my. Hey, let's ride out just a second, man, to some of this southern draw. Hey. I am I. Check it out. Today, we're going to talk about social media burnout. Do you suffer from social media burnout? Do you? Have you been on stereo so much that your mailman looks like an avatar? Oh my. Do you find yourself going to the same post over and over again on Instagram? Have you been to the gutter of Facebook? I'm so sorry to hear that. Got to be more careful on these social media streets, man. Check it out. Now, are you afraid to open up your Twitter at work? Because you know what you look at. It's cool, man. It's all cool, lady, gentlemen, guys and goddesses. Whatever you look at on your Twitter, that's your business. Just make sure you got your earbuds in. So, without further ado, shout out to 72, the Architect, and Mr. No Show, Blank Canvas. Yeah, man. Here's a little episode of Blank Canvas. Yes, I am the last member. I'm, you know, hey, man, I'm glad y'all gave me a spot. Anyway, social media burnout. Let's go.
In the background to make a podcast, to make a vlog. That's what I've been working on. I've been spending money on classes of how to make media art, how to film edit, how to fine tune your sound, all that shit. I spent like, I think about $100 in classes. Like, I think it was like UDMY is the forum that I've been using. So I spent about 20 hours a week just working on stuff. And so here we are, we're going to talk about burnout on your media. So my question to you, Cyber, have you faced burnout?
Oh, most definitely, man. But you know what my main problem is?
What's that?
I'm addicted to this shit, man. And
yeah,
you know, like when you do a podcast or you do a live stream, you have to have your rest. Even like when I make my videos on Instagram, they're not in 4K. But, you know, I still try to take my time and make it good. And I noticed lately I was just rushing through shit. Like, I made one video and I forgot to put the audio in it. You know what I'm saying? And I had already posted it. I'm like, oh, shit.
Right.
You know, just rushing and not taking my time and getting the quality sound and, you know, perfecting the craft.
Did you ever face burnout? I remember on Anchor, when we first started out, I recorded every single day, sometimes 2 to 3 times a day. And that back then it was kind of like, you got like 5 minutes or something like that. And you had to connect shit. And it took so much time. Then when they went to a full podcast mode where you can distribute things, that's when it became something different. So when 2.0 phased away, you know, that's that's when I straight up understood right away. I was like, okay, this is something real. This is not something for me to experiment on. So I continued. Yeah. Go ahead.
They were taking your content down in 24 hours, remember? So you had to hustle.
Yeah, yeah. You couldn't keep it.
If you didn't do something within 24 hours, you're just there. And right. You had to edit your own shit, you know?
Right. You know, and so one of the things that I understood from the get-go was like, okay, it's going to have, content is going to have to matter. Content is going to have to matter so much more than anything else.
Yeah.
So, with that being said, you know, you meet a lot of cool people. I mean, I met you, I met No Show, I met Maria Humphreys, Patrick from We Live on a Planet. You know, I met so many cool people. And I couldn't be more grateful, couldn't be more thankful. But then there comes a time where, what I didn't understand back then in the first year, this is why, like, it takes time to do all this stuff straight up. You know, it takes a lot of time. When you get more into it, you're thinking about your sound, you want a microphone, you want all kinds of shit. And then you want to think about like, oh, I want people to listen to me. The way the app was set up was that where you could have frequency, like you could share your friend's stuff. Remember Echoes? Cyrie, there. Hold on a second. You still there, bro? Hello? Oh, he's muted for a second. Some technical difficulty. While he's coming back, there he is. So, you still there?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So I just remember like getting on every day and then not everybody would want to get on. Right. Not, I mean, you'd have so many people, but I started noticing my numbers would fluctuate just like on here. And you couldn't tell like who was listening to unless they left you a message. Right.
Right. Right.
And then the analytics would be lying to you because then it would say like, oh, 400 people or 1,000 people listened to you today. But you go into the podcast analytics, and it's like maybe 30, maybe 40. So you couldn't get, what do you call it? A firm grip on things. You know what I mean? And go ahead.
Yeah, because like at first, remember, they showed you actually who came in and who clapped. You know, like when they clap on here, you can't see who's clapping. Well, you can now, but you could see it. You know, they showed the people who were clapping and they would call in and comment. So you could actually see people when they came in. And like, I remember one episode, I had like 240 people, man, in the first 5 minutes, right? And then, like you said, I went back to the analytics and it was like 75 people. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So you got like bots and shit going on.
Right. And what bothered me was, is like, you would get hyped up. Like you get, like, I remember getting like 30 messages or 20 like, okay, yeah, people are listening. And sometimes it'd be the same person calling in and in like 5-6 times and they only get like 1 minute. Remember that? Or maybe less.
Hell yeah.
You know? And it would be kind of like a high, you know, like for that me, it was,
dopamine, man.
It was exciting because I could talk to people. Not worried about small shit like everyday life. And back then, you know, I had just started practicing, you know, law. I just started getting into law, like really. It was stressful and I needed something to kind of like cut my edge off of my language and kind of like give me an outlet. And I came on it so hard and I just noticed. And then I started learning. And someone pulled me aside and just says, hey, man, no offense, but, you know, it is what it is. You gotta tone down and learn how to talk to people. And I didn't understand right off the bat And then I started getting it because then I started noticing my numbers would drop. So I went from recording every single day, 6 days a week, to maybe three or four, and then two, and then one. Eventually, wow. it went down. You know, that's how often I would record. But then I would always get like feedback. I would get like Maria Humphreys. She would hit me up, or different, you know, people. Hey, you know, I like your podcast, but they wouldn't tell you exactly what they like, you know,
right.
You know, and the thing is, when someone doesn't tell you exactly what they like, I think they're just kind of like fishing for attention or compliments, like kind of some narcissist shit, you know, like they yeah. want it about them. But then there would be real people like yourself. I'd hear you and Maddie Moe and Curtis just straight yeah. up, fuck it, I'm going to go on here, fucking record. I'm going to do dope ass shit. So kind of.
Yeah, you was doing the same shit, man. And like you said, it's like a narcissistic troll, man, you know?
Right.
Like, don't call the station, you know, just to, like, people were calling basically to promote themselves, you know what I'm saying? Which mm-hmm. is fine. But just don't come in and promote yourself without, you know, right. at least stick to the topic at hand. At least comment on the topic, you know? And it got to exactly. a point where I had certain people that were not listening to me flooding my shit, flooding my DMs, like, yo, check this out, check this out. I'm like, man, look, listen, I follow you. Eventually, I'm going to listen to you. Right. At that time, I was listening to like 300 podcasts. So I would binge listen. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would come to your station, binge listen. You would come mm-hmm. to mine, binge listen. And I would do it like that. So it might be 30 days before I even come to your station. You know what I'm saying? Right. But when I come to your station, I would listen and stick to the topic at hand. That shit used to piss me off, man. Like, look, if you're not yeah. going to talk about the topic, if you're not interested in the show, unfollow me. It's that simple. When I come to your show, I participate, I comment on shit, and I stick to the topic at hand. That's what right. I'm doing. I don't know what the hell you're doing, man. Now I need another shot of Hennessy with your goofy ass.
But, you know, like when I would call into your show, I remember a lot of times I wouldn't just say, you know, keep doing what you're doing. I'd actually ask you questions.
Yeah.
I'd make
damn, specific- it is rain. Can you hear that rain, bro?
Barely.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine, man.
Okay.
You're good. I can't hear any of the background. Your voice is like perfect right now.
Okay.
You know.
Okay.
So no, but I just remember listening to your work. And like you said, I'd binge listen. I'd listen to you and Aunt Capone, who I just found out's on recently.
And yeah, we did a show Friday.
Yeah, I haven't gone back to listen to it. So I'm gonna be doing that probably later today when I'm with my family. So
oh shit. I bumped my head on the microphone. What the hell? I'm getting old, man.
But I just remember listening to certain people. I think there would out of all the people I knew, and that was like over 100, I think I only listened to maybe 6 people. That's just to give you an idea of, like, looking at it myself of how certain people make more of an impact. And some people just be shooting shit. They'd be just talking about dick and fart jokes, just like on here, you know? And no offense to Stereo, but...
No doubt.
But I've seen people evolve on here. Before, they were just trying to earn the money if they're verified or unverified. Yeah. And then I watched... you know, with the monetization rollout, which I still haven't gotten my code, and I wrote Stereo and I just said, hey, you know, I'd appreciate if you drop it by. I'm not going to make really shows until you guys do so, you know, right. And that's, you know, there's no incentive for me to record on here unless I can have, you know, they made me verified for whatever reason back in January and I was making money and, right. Not that I'm jealous, but at least I would be able to like make exclusive content where I did have regular subscribers. Now I have to rebuild, you know, because I just, I took way too much time off, you know.
I
you know, with what happened with, you know, on Blank Canvas, it just kind of took the heart out of me. I was like, oh, I was like a wandering kid, like who wants to play with me? And I that's how it was, man. It was.
I'm not laughing at you. I'm just laughing at the way you worded it.
Yeah, it's straight. It's exactly what it is, you know.
Yeah.
You know, you're like, oh, who wants to record with me? And then I had that principle. I don't want to record just for shits and giggles. I actually want to talk about real things. So,
right.
Yeah, that's where you got to go ahead.
Okay. Like when I did the show with Ann Capone, right? I was at work and he followed me, right? I'm like, what the hell, Ann Capone? Yeah, right. I thought it was somebody trolling me, right? Then I saw his avatar. I was like, oh, shit, we set up a show.
Oh, shit. Oh, fuck.
It was I didn't mean to press anything. You can play it again, right?
I don't know. Sorry about that. I was trying to, I'm in the YouTube screen, so it's videoing me, and I was trying to get out of it so I could see. So I can't play the messages. Otherwise, they'll play automatically. But I'm recording for YouTube and stereo at the same time.
Okay. So basically what it was, we had Tamika Drake. Red Sable was there, but she couldn't comment. Positive Vibes. Remember him?
Yeah.
And it was basically the same people that I still listen to were in the room, man. And it was just a totally good vibe. You know what I'm saying? No trolls and nothing like that. And we're just basically, you know, having a 2.0 reunion. So I'm trying to get some of the people that we used to listen to come over here, you know, so you can vibe out with a structured podcast. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because that merry-go-round shit is kind of fucking, you know, man.
I don't have time to be talking. I hate that point. I hate that point where you're just like, someone will say, what's up? And you're like, I already feel like, get the fuck out.
Dime lo.
You know, like I'm swiping left just by that tone of voice, like, hey, and I greet people like, hey, how you doing? 70 the Architect here. What's your name? You know, how are you doing today? I'd make it just kind of like easygoing, you know, semi-professional, but you got a lot of fucking turds on here. They just, you know, and then you got some real soulful people. You got some good people who want to record with you or who want to get some exposure experience, and then you'd find them like I listened to 310 Boy earlier this morning. You guys, I listened to you guys two of your talks. You know, he's an introspective person, that's for sure. You know,
yeah, no doubt, man. I mean, he's only been doing it for 2 months. I was like, yo, but he's consistent.
I see, you know, I see you've been hitting it hard, bro, though. You know
what I'm
hearing? Yeah, man, I've seen you like get on conversations and really do it up.
Yeah, it's like, you know, at the beginning of this, I didn't have the opportunity to get on here for like 5 months. Yeah, I remember that. And it's like, man, the thing that really pissed me off is I have a structured podcast, just as well as you do. You know what I'm saying? I have a structured podcast. I promote the shit on social medias. I make videos to it. I always make a thing to my podcast. And then I also do a solo podcast, such as yourself. You know what I'm saying? Right. I'm not on here for shits and giggles. I dig the app. It's cool. It's the perfect place to network, you know? And when I couldn't get on here, man, it was like I'm some kind of fucking cheer. I'm not a cheerleader. I'm a fucking podcaster, man.
Yeah.
You know, always in the comment section. I literally had people, yo, I want to do a talk. They're hitting me up and I couldn't get on, man. I was like, man, this is some bullshit. But I came back and made it happen, so. Yeah, and
that's good that you get that traction in, because now it's going to create momentum. And the more you're familiar with people on here, the more people who will listen. But, you know, I tend to find is the people that want to listen the most are new people who are not your friends, who are not people. I noticed that like in the last couple of Blank Canvas episodes, we had more people that were not routine listeners. You know,
and what happened to Kimmy?
I think she got off, period. I think that whole situation turned people off with us. We had a regular podcast show 3 days a week, and everything I believe happens for a reason, a divine reason.
Right.
And with that reason, you know, it ran its course, and for whatever reason, you know, we faced one of the persons on here that I record with. He got paused and deleted, and that's his. He won't say what That's his thing. That's fine. But what it did to me was it took all those shows for 3 months and deleted them. And I still don't have them in my library.
Man.
I still don't have any of those talks.
I'm going to tell you this, man. We all basically started this journey at the same time. Yep. And I would set my alarm at work when Blank Canvas came on. You know what I'm saying? And right. The content was good, but what really made the show for me was to see how you and No Show have grown. And it was like every episode was getting better. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, damn, look at these guys, man. They're really doing this shit, you know? And it was cool to see you guys grow and see how you progressed and everything. I was like, damn, man, check them out, man. I remember when our podcast was like, remember the 1 minute podcast? Hey, yo, this is 72 The Architect. Today I am going to go get some tacos and check out this cool ass Mexican restaurant. Stay tuned for the next episode. Like
next segment or something. And then it turned into 5 minutes, and then it turned into 1 hour, and then it turned into I think you can only record for 30 minutes at a time. You know, and
now you can do an hour.
Oh, can you do an hour? But
yeah.
After all that education on back then, it taught me either you're going to have to do short form, which is 30 minutes or less, or you're going to do long form. And long form is like a couple hours. And and that's where we're at with stereo right now. You can do long form. A lot of people do long form. And then people did what's called marathoning, which is they're recording for 8 to 12 hours.
That's ridiculous.
Just to catch people. And there are some personalities that have like 30,000, 40,000 people following them.
Yeah.
And
how many are really listening?
Yeah. So that's a very, very big point. And this adds to the point of burnout, because you have to take time out to harness your skills when you're off the air. That would be probably the most important thing that I could tell anyone. Because if you don't, you're going to go on here and just be like, no energy, frustrated as hell. Like, why aren't people listening? You're looking at the numbers. The numbers aren't reflecting your work. And what ends up happening is you lose the taste in your mouth.
And you know what else happens?
Go ahead.
You're not enjoying this shit.
Right.
It becomes a job. I would never do this if I didn't enjoy and love this shit.
Right.
To me, this is like, this is what I do, man. I enjoy this shit. But, you know, we're kind of close in age and shit. They didn't have this type of technology when we was growing up.
No, fuck no. It was left to radio shows and TV networks.
Exactly.
So with that being said, I mean, technology can be used for good and it can be used for bad. And that where it can be used for good is where we're at. You know, we're doing this right now. And like me, I've been burnt out. You know, lately, I've had some personal shit happen to me to where I'm like, fuck, like, I've been dropping the ball with Curtis. I was like, oh, fuck, I'm supposed to do some follow-ups. And that's why, you know, when I reached out to you guys yesterday, I was like, oh, look, you know, I'm just not being productive right now. I'm not feeling it, you know. So, like, usually I'm a pretty hyped up person. But when when I'm like this, people don't know how to adjust to that. And it's like, this is what I come to understand. That not all the time can you be hype. Not all the time can you be Mr. You know, like, what's his name? Remember, what's that? Mad TV. And, and the UPS guy, Skip, the UPS guy. And he's like, it's good, guys. Yeah. I'm ready to do this, man. Yeah. I'll be your motivational speaker today. Can't all maintain that.
Hell yeah. I used to love that show, man. I can see him now in his UPS shorts and them brown fucking socks jumping around with a box and shit.
You know what? To tell you the truth, if I could do it all over again, I think if I would know now what back when I was 24, I'd go after a UPS job. I'd be all, fuck it. I'll work in that warehouse till I get my spot. Because you know what? Those guys may lift heavy work. They get paid really good money just to drop off packages and they drive around.
Yeah.
How fucking easy is that? And now, Yeah. And now,
you know,
now the world is changing to where, like, Amazon, for example, is fully going automated, where they're working their drones. Like, what they're going to have done, and from what I've read and what I've seen allegedly, is they'll have the delivery van driverless, and when the van reaches your residence, they will take the drone and load the box and put it to your door, whatever your delivery spot, and that's it. No humans.
Now, you know what that's going to do, right?
That's going to deplete people.
There'll be no more porch pirates, right? But they're going to be hackers. Motherfuckers are going to start hacking the drones and have them drop shit off at their house.
Yeah, and you can do that. You can hack a drone, because a drone works on analog signal, and but it also works on digital. And for those who are tech savvy, they can hack those signals. You know, so, but UPS has remained committed to hand delivery, signed for it. They haven't changed their model. I don't know how long. The only thing they ever improved was, like, you know, the digital hand thing that they got in their hand, like, okay, sign this.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that that has upgraded. So.
Yeah, I remember speaking. What's up? What's up? What's going on? Yo, check it out. This is part one, man, of 72, The Architect. Yeah. And Cyber One Productions. You know what I mean? Hey, man, I appreciate each and every one of y'all for stopping by and taking this time to kick it with me. You know what I'm saying? Yo, shout out to the big homie. Goodbyes with Jason B. 72, The Architect. Yeah. And as I always like to say at this time, without no you, there would be no me. In other words, we. And I am about for this bitch. We'll be right back.